The Delaware Valley, like much of the country, has seen a surge in immigration arrests since the start of President Donald Trump's second term. WHYY's Emily Neal has more on the effects in our region.
According to figures from the Deportation Data Project, immigration arrests in Pennsylvania more than quadrupled during the first 14 months of Trump's second term compared to the previous 14 months. Delaware immigration arrests more than tripled in the same period of time, and New Jersey saw a more than 150% increase. Jennifer Lee is an associate law professor at Temple University. She says under the Trump administration, more people are being arrested who have no connection with the criminal justice system.
What I'm talking about is at-large arrests that happen either because of something like a workplace raid or because you're being specifically targeted. And so what we've seen, for example, in Philadelphia is people who are being arrested on their way to court or after they leave court. Another thing that's happening is people are being arrested out of traffic stops. And then there are a series of just kind of at-large arrests that are happening where people are being found within communities.
An ICE spokesperson said in a statement that the agency is doing its job arresting and detaining people who have violated immigration law, regardless of their criminal histories. The agency said more than 3 million immigrants without legal status left the United States in 2025, 2.2 million of them self-deported, ICE says. Emily Neal, WHYY News.